I asked somebody, "Where'd you stay this? Where were you the Shabbos?" He said, "As by the show in Atlanta."
All right, and
Okay, the famous Mishnah at the beginning of Erev Pesachim, Samach L'mincha, Lo So a person, Rashbam says, on the second wide line, I'm a pharmacist. The Gabbai Tzedakah have to give you for Arba Kamfo, Arba Kosos. And if they don't, you have to go and get handouts. The Gabbai Tzedakah usually will give for the Dalet Kosos. But if they don't, and you can't afford it, so you have to be Shaul al Tzachim. So even though it means that you can't afford it, because obviously if you can afford it, you wouldn't have to knock on people's doors. So the question at hand is, where do you draw the line? In other words, normally we have a klal, we'll see soon in Gemara here on the next page. Amar Avilah It's fascinating. I'll just tell you something in a second. It's a fascinating thought that this Gemara in Ksuba says if a person is say giving tzedakah or some say getting a mitzvah, so he shouldn't be giving more than a fifth of his assets because Shem Yitzdarach Labrios. Because we don't want people to have to go out for donate, to get handouts. But therefore, there's a limit to how much you should give, for tzedakah or for a mitzvah or things like that. So the question that's going to be raised is, so then what's this idea that you have to be shoal al psachim? For Dalet Kosos, that's more than a, obviously it's more than a chomesh. You don't have the, you don't even have the money. So I thought there's a limit. Oh, so why am I, the point that I wanted to say to you was that this week, there was an elderly lady that was nifteris, in Brooklyn. Her name was Mrs. Francine Cooper, Mrs. Frances Cooper. And she was the wife of the late Mr. Isaac Cooper, who, the way you people will probably know in the frame of reference, you probably know what I'm talking about. But if I'll tell you, Rabbi Abe Cooper from Simon Wiesenthal Center, that you probably heard of. And this was the mother of Rabbi Cooper, and other relatives that so it was her mother that was she's 97 years old. She was Nifteris this week. We had a Shiva call, actually on Shabbos. Actually, it wasn't Shiva was this week. So her husband, the late Mr. Isaac Cooper, taught me for my bar mitzvah. My bar mitzvah was unique. Was I always tell you it was a Shabbos Hanukkah. Parshas Vayeshev, which is not the norm. But Shabbos Chanukah is usually Miketz. And once in a while, it's Vayeshev and Miketz. And this was only Miketz. And so he prepared my drasha also, her husband. And the drasha was about Neres Chanukah, the fact that we have to go out of our way and sell our shirts for Neiris Chanukah. And what about the concept of Mavazbez Al Yivazbez Yosei Michomish? And that was what the drasha was about. So I remember when he was teaching me the drasha, he made a comment. He made a comment. This is, and the post can talk about it, but the comment was that it was very peculiar to him, this late Mr. Isaac Cooper, the husband of, it was very peculiar to him that the Lord Mevazbez, because Mevazbez usually means you're wasting money. And this is not, this is for tzedakah, this is for mitzvahs. So he found it very peculiar that the Chazal used such a lashon of Mevazbez. So I think the Bir Halacha talks about this, that maybe it only applies when you're spending extra than it really is. But I remember he was mayor that comment. That it, he felt very, you know, peculiar to use such a lashon. So the question at hand is: so what's this idea that the arbakosos you show a lot of psachim, even if you don't have any money? If you don't have any money, you can't get the arbakosos. You putter. So, but here's mashma that no, that the gabbai tzedakah is going to give you, and if they don't, you have to go. You're mechuyev to go around to get the money for the arbakosos. So isn't that against this halakha? And why dalit tosos more than? And what if you don't have money for matzah? These days, matzah is probably harder to, you know, it's harder to get. So say you don't have money. Say you don't have money for matzah. So do you also have to be sure on psachim? It doesn't say it. It just says for the dalit tosos. Well, you have to give, and if not, you have to be shalom. And what about the matzah?
Yeah, that's the right size. Matzah's the
rice. So it's certainly, but it doesn't say
right.
It's mashma that it's in here for the dal kosos. So the similar answer, someone to say that dal kosos is considered presume nisa, even though it's a different type of presume nisa than halachas neiris Chanukah. But let's maybe iron more into this. Into this topic.
Dalkosis is the Rabbanah?
Dalkosis is the Rabbanah.
Came in California and saying, well, if you're teaching us, they have to go out of your way for.
The Dalkosis certainly.
Of course, they have to go out of your way.
Right. Yeah, process. Right. But it doesn't say that. Right. But we'll see. Oh. So, so let's take a look on page 4. We'll go back to page 3. The Shulchan Aruch. We'll move to page 4. Misha ain lo esrog. The person doesn't have an esrog. Oshar mitzvah overes, or any other mitzvah that's, you know, that's only now. You have to do it now. Ain tzarich levavizbez aleh hon rav. You don't have to spend a lot of money. Ukumosh amru hamavazbez al yivazbez yosher michomish. You don't have to give more than a fifth of your assets for it. A few mitzvah veris. V'davka mitzvah esse. Avalosase yitain kol mamono hodim sheyavor. In other words, say, for example, you're stuck in a place and the only food they have in the place is tray food. So, and you only have a certain amount of money left and you can get to space, you can spend all your money, take an airplane and go someplace else and you'll be able to get kosher food. But then you'll spend more than a chomesh of your assets. So to avoid violating a low sasa, so you have to give kol mamono, even if it's going to be that you're nothing left, and now you're going to be, you know, supported, you know, You have to give all your money away. But for a mitzvah's essay, only what? Only a chomesh. But again, but what's the word? When it comes to balakosis, it seems that that breaks the rule. Oh, so there's a piece in the Sefer Tshuva Me'ava. Rabbi Elazar David Fleckles. He's a big Talmud of what? Of the Noda Behuda. So the Tshuva Me'ava, page 8, is the Shar Block. Okay, we're discussing, Ari, how come it's Mevazmiz, Ali Vazmiz, Yosef Mechomesh. So how come for Dalet Kosis not? So one, so you could say some say presuming Nisa. So comes the Tshuva Me'ava, page 9. Elchol Tshuva Mekomi Lo Pesach Umila Levad Is Mukaris Sar Levazvis Yosef Mechomish. So first he says that Pesach and Mila, for sure. In other words, say you don't have a mile, and the only mile you can get, you have to fly him in, and then you're going to be more than a chomesh of your money. So Pesach and Mila, the two mitzvahs essay that you have karis for. Because normally a mitzvah essay, karis is only for a laugh. Eating chomets, eating chalev, it says, you know, these things are losasses. But not doing a mitzvah, you didn't put on tefillin, you didn't shake tululav, you didn't sit in the sukkah. That's not a lav. That's a bittul essay. So not doing a mitzvah essay is not a chayiv karis. Except for two mitzvah essay that if you don't do them, you chayiv karis, and that's Pesach and Mila. So he says, Pesach and Mila, you have to spend more than a chomesh for Pesach and Mila. And that's the Michas Chinuch discusses that as well. On page 10 in the bottom. I am B'Shulchan Aruch. Ein Tzarech B'Vavis Hon Rav on Mitzvah Seseh Rachov. I am Mogan Avram. Yeshli Stapik B'Mila V'Kam B'Pesach. Kevin Nehem Chamurim Sheyesh B'Am Koris Tzarech B'Vavis Kol Hono or not. In other words, do we say that that you have to spend all your money? Now, why should Pesach and Mila be given to have five cars? Rav Shechter once said he thought the pshat is like this, based on the Tosfos here on page 3 and the Tosfos in Megillah. Because the Gemara says in Megillah, that a bit, Mila is only in the daytime. You don't give Mila at night. So Mila is a mitzvah essay shazman grama. So the question is, so how come there's a pasuk, O soul, the law saw, to exempt women to, you know, to make sure that the son is gemalt? They're not mechuyev. Mechuyev is on the father, not on the mother. But why? Why do you need a special pasuk? Is it in the mitzvah essay shazman grama? There's a pasuk on the Gemara Kedush and Chavtes. Oso velos and the Yitashin Oso velos sa. So here the kedushin, first word line is in the Tosfos kedushin. Kada Oso loma the isha ina chayevis lomo. Typically the mitzvah says man gramahi. What need a pasuk to say that women are chayev? It's mitzvah says yesh loma di leave Oso hava mina the hada nashim. Tourist mitzvah says has man grama. I know hechad the leker koris. In other words, maybe the din of mitzvah seseh shazman grama doesn't apply to koris. In other words, it applies to regular mitzvahs, but not koris. So what's the pshat? So Rav Shechter thought the pshat is, because something is koris, that's considered like a lav. And you see that you have to spend all your... That's considered like a lav. So if it's like a lav, So then the mitzvah says, say, of lavin, mitzvah, zman grama doesn't apply to los ases. It only applies to mitzvah essay. So that's how Rav Shach thought Pshat in the Tosis was. And therefore, since it's kares is like a lav. And therefore, if it's like a lav, then for a lav, we said you have to spend all your money. And for a lav, there's no din of mitzvah essay, shazman grama on a lav. So therefore, you need a special pasuk. So that's what the Noam Yehuda's Talmud, the Tshuva Me'ava, says, that certainly, and the Midrash Chinuch is not sure, but he's mitzadeh that it could be that the din of Amivazbez, Al Yivazbez, Yosef Michomish doesn't apply to Pesach and Pesach and Milo, because the Chayiv Koris, and the Pshat, like Rav Shechta said, is anything that's Chayiv Koris is like a lo sase, because even though it's not a lo sase, it's a mitzase to have the carbon pass up to do the mila. But we give it the status like a lo sase by the fact that it has cars. So he wants to, so that part, that's, you know, Pesach mila, but now he wants to say a chiddush. I mean, you could say the first part's also a chiddush, a Pesach mila, because he thinks it's pashut, because chiddush had a suffer. But now he wants to say a further chiddush. So that's interesting. He's saying, because the simple shot is if you don't have enough money, then you're gonna have to spend your last dollars to get matzah or to get tefillin, then you're not the chayef. He says no. He doesn't think it's true. Like my friend Rav Moshe Shapiro from the YU Library said, he's saying that in a Hanami, there's no difference between Dalat Kosos and everything, like you said, Kal Vachomer. If Dalat Kosos, so all mitzvahs. So then the question is, so what's the difference between that and a lav? So we'll see. So he says, Kilom Hatzin, Misha Ein Yodo, Maseges, Shapotum, Mikazayis, Matzal, El Rishon, but the Ramah says not that way. You mitzvah very salty vase with Yotim Chomish, Kumosh Kosov arrived, the Kadesh Lo Yovoli, they only be Apel Asmol at Sibur, for only Kemisa Hashuva. Perish Yesh Lochosha only a viral das Kono, Vivatel, the Kaf Mitzvah Harmony. So he says, Avalzula Zevade Lotigra. In other words, most people are not that way. Most people learn that Dal Kosis and Neir Chanuk is different. Because presuming Nisa, it's more Chashev, it has a certain Hashivas, even though it's only Drabbanan. He's saying, no, all mitzvahs are true. Ah, so what about the Ramah that says, so he says, no, it's only, the way my friend Rav Moshe Shapiro thought of Shad is, it's only in a situation where there's a hashash that if you spend the extra money, this could lead you to be impoverished and to have to get from public funds. But if just you're giving more than a chomesh, but it's not going to lead to that, then in a chanami, like Rabbi Moshe Shapiro said, you have other things. It's not liquid yet, but you could, you know, but. So you won't be, you know, you always have that backing from those, you know, your assets that are not liquid, that you won't be mapped till out small out seaboard. Maybe, you know, but in a chanami, if you don't have, you have the security that you won't have mapped out small because you have the asset that you have, then you'll even if it's now going to be a show. But that's nice. That's the economy. In other words, if all you have in the bank is $2,000 and that's what the tefillin costs, so be it. So take the $2,000. Phil, and my thing is a little bit. Second. Okay. So there's another. So according to the Jew, may have Balkosis is no different than any other mitzvah. Yeah, and you have to do the mitzvah unless you think it's going to, even if it's more than a chomesh, unless it's going to cause you to be impoverished and be required to, get funding.
But by Balkosis, somebody wouldn't even care about that. I mean, even according to him, that by all means, it's really. Should be in the balance base and came everything that you're not, being so impoverished that you miss out on other mitzvahs, but presumably because of the Gemara that we started with, but Alakosis, he would say that even if you feel that concern, you should still.
The Alakosis, yeah. For the mitzvahs, Zibel Shabbos.
It's freezing up again, unless it's my phone.
Okay. Do you hear me?
Now, Rebbe, I have a question. Yeah. Does everyone agree it's a bank account?
As opposed to,
what you could sell, yeah.
Yeah, right. No. Economy.
Matzah
is not in Issachar. It's not in Issachar. It's not eating matzah to say it. Is it? Won't be violating it. The Chuba Meyama says that you have to. So you shouldn't be matalatib. Oh, but the safer shulkin, and he wants to say another shot in the Hashivas of Dal Kotos based on the Sfasemis. Sfasemis says an old thing. So Mitzrayim was two things. Mashahaya begolus nista is gabrus asitra. But kedusha in Mitzrayim was hidden by the kochos atuma. But when they were in Mitzrayim, but now there's Gala HaKedusha. Because matzah is also Lashon Meriva, matzah Meriva. We're trying to throw away the evil things. Pesach, who is Galus HaPnimius? You know the famous Arizal, Pesach Hu Pe. Soch, a little couple of lines down, fourth line from the bottom. Pesach, that's a Pri Yitz Chaim of Chaim Vital from the Arizal. But Pesach is Pesach, the mouth speaks. Because when you speak, you're revealing the inner things. And that's what Yayin is. Is Remez, the psichas apnimius, but right when you drink wine, the apnimius comes out. Oh, so says the Sfasem is an unbelievable thing on page 4. V'nira shetiknu hakosos achashach solano ha-pesach. He says that they didn't have, they seem to put them together of kasha points, but that could just be a collaboration.
Hello?
...of different time periods. But he says that Dalakos only existed after the Kosman, there was no Dalakosis. Is there rappers? I feel only should be Israel. I don't know. Shvalim. Meaning where we're in Golos, but we don't have a curse. Yifchi Sulomi da Arba Kanfos. Arba Kosos. She is she's Golos, a premium on day. Pesach is this Golos. Oh. So the Mela says the Sefer Cholki Inyan, he says an unbelievable thing based on this. He's a contemporary Sefer. Shlomi Fiel Meir Bloom. He says an unbelievable thing. He says, you know what, Pshat? Why do you have to sell your clothing for dollar cost? Here, look, page 17. V'sholim v'achronim lam hichiru kein v'arba kosa shitzarek l'vazviz kol v'chosa v'ilim kor k'suso v'avor mitzvah shei min ha-Torah ain't all done. It's not like the tshuva me'ava. I was told that it's a special thing with the dollar kosa. So you say, you know what the answer is? Because the Dalat Kosos are in place of the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach was kind of Koris. You'd have to, because it's really like Rosh Hashanah, it's like a lach. So Mela, if it's connected to Korban, if it's we've combed the Korban Pesach, so then, and we said a possibility that the Korban Pesach, you have to be Shol Mochak Suso, because you have Koris and the Korban Pesach, and the Dalakos came in place of the Korban Pesach because they were in his getting. So Mela, you would have to so that Dalakos got the status. He's not suggesting you had parts for the if you don't drink the Dalakos, but in the case of the Korban Pesach, which was Chayav Koris, it got a special status. So he says, Nira, page 17, Yesh Litain Tam Bedor, Al Pimash Kosmos Fasemis, Nira Shetigno Akosis Racha Shenechso Lod Al Pesa. Zeh Rebbez, Afil Onish of Yisrael, Hayu Doros Hashfolim, Lufthulu, Harei, Mufur Shetigno Akosis Bemkoma Pesa. And he says, hey, next arrow, we quote the Shetigno Akosis, Tzarech Levazve, it's called the Kosov. The Sarah Lot they call Hunom. They will say Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach and Nilo. That's fascinating. You can't do Nilo. You have to spend all your money to go from will come, fly him out. Nilo is Chayav Koris.
There's
got to
be more of a connection
the connection is the idea that he's saying that Yitzias Mitzrayim was a giloy of the kedusha that was hidden. And Pesach is a giloy of the pnimi. Arizal says of Chavital Pesach is really two words. Pesach, the mouth speaks, and speech is a giloy of what your inner drink. Okay, fascinating. Yeah, I've become a connected from Brazil, but this, not saying totally it's connected, it's at this point that the, that's when Chazal instituted it in lieu of the Korban Pesach. Very similar to Afikoman. Oh, but now comes the Binyan Shlomo on page 24 of Shlomo HaKohen of Vilna. And he says like this, page 25. What if you eat matzah, you can get sick? You know, like today, I told you so many people say they're celiac. Some people say they're celiac. Right? They a little bit. And then they can get sick. So they're still mechuyev in matzah. If the matzah is good, then you can solve the problem. But Rabbi Bari is very against that. He holds that matzah is not one of the chameshes meaning of oven. Then he holds old matzah is not a. Some others, you know, I actually listen to Professor Felix in his thing shows you how oats is totally different. The social are supposed to be subcategories of the so it's totally different. So he's a supporter of this. I know this is my only comment that I ever had with Shlomo Zalman Orbach about what profit to make on Cheerios. That was our conversation. He says he makes, I don't know if he's Cheerios, but he's he holds that it's should make the Zonas and Alamechia. I've very strong about that. I follow what he says. I'm very cautious. Right. I would not tell them to do that. Because I don't want them to do differently than until they get old enough that they understand what it's all based on, and they're on that madriga to understand what it's based on, and they still feel like this, then, you know, but you have to be learning decades before you can get to that. But until they do that, they shouldn't be different than the.
Used to have a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah, right. Every time I used to have Cheerios, I would have cookies also. Because of your suffering, I'll admit you. So you know, the. I don't want the cookies and the Cheerios.
The Cheerios
are
the one cereal that
has
sugar, so it's a shame if you have to
have the cookies. Right, exactly. So he said, he was joking with me. He said, I thought you told me, man, I need a rachel kezayis echad, but I'll chel shekezayis. Meaning, I'll only eat one kezayis of oats, but you eat two, so you're better than me. It's just. This conversation took place, I think, in 1991 in Rosh Hashul after Maariv one night. I went with my father to Eretz Yisrael on Chodesh Elul one time, and we davened every night with Shlomo Zalman in the Rosh Hashul on Shari Chesed. Oh, so now the question is, So what if you get sick from it? You get sick from the matzah. So you're not going to die, but you can get sick. So he says the Binyan Shlomo Miukshas Mokum Lavi Right. The Einu Mechuyev L'Hachnis Atzmo Kol Yivtzaguf. He doesn't think that you have to get sick over it. Mishviel Mitzvah Sesei. After Liyagiyah Sakana Mizik, even though there's not going to be a Sakana. You're not going to die from it. Because he says that same din that you're not mechuyev to give all your money for mitzvah's essay. So efshar choli b'shvil mitzvah's essay tzarguf adifalonchi mimamona. Chaimalan, the Omer's, he wants to say that that's considered more. That's considered like more than a chomish. To get sick is considered more than a chomish. So therefore, if you're not like the tshuva mi'av, if you hold it, you're not mechuyev to give chomish to do a mitzvah, more than a fifth of your assets to do a mitzvah, then included in that is that you're not mechuyev to get sick over a mitzvah. That's what the Binyan Shlomo says. Rav Gutman, Rav Chaim Kalman Gutman, in his Sefer Chaim Lachak on page 26, going over to page 27, discusses this Binyan Shlomo. And on page 28, he's not so sure. Because he thinks that what does the Gemara say? That you shouldn't spend more than a chomesh because then you're going to be requiring that the tzibur should support you. So page 28 on the seventh line, called Mamono. Fizei yesh akalik ben mamon l'choli. Ha'choli, that's sick the bay, al pi rov avgol sheyich l'ktas. In other words, choli, you're going to get sick. Then you get better, but you're not, you might be lost from the tzibur. So maybe you're a chanabi, maybe you're chuyiv to get sick over a mitzvah. Kafka of sheyich l'ktas, tipol l'mishka v'man kotzer, make a chasha sheyich l'gamri. Yach yachli v'yavri achak yach v'yachstul kochok v'yishtonim. Like review the Barilai, whatever, that's going to cause, in other words, he doesn't think the comparison is necessarily valid between that sickness is comparable to Yosef Michomish. Because the whole idea of Yosef Michomish is that you're going to be Mapil Atzmo Tzibur. If you're getting sick, and then you get better. He thinks the oni is different. So maybe in a chanam you're mechuyev. But the Binyan Shlomo held not like him. The Binyan Shlomo was the dying from Vilna, and he held not. He held that you got you're not mechuyev to get sick. Even though the famous Yerushalmi thing was probably that you send someone drank abricoses and you had a headache till Pesach, till Shavuos rather, till Shavuos. But I don't know, that's not necessarily for getting sick. I mean, you're the doctor. He thinks that getting sick is not the same as Yosef Michomish. And the Binyan Shlomo says it's considered Yosef Michomish. So if you're not mechuyev to spend Yosef Michomish, so then you're not mechuyev to get sick. And therefore, if you can't do the mitzvah, you can't do the mitzvah, then you're not mechuyev to...
On a fast day, if someone has a headache and they're not full of mishkot, can they break the fast?
Well, fast day is different because a fast day, if you're a chole, you don't have to fast.
So yes, if a headache's considered a chole for that, it's considered a chole. This too.
There's a question for both of them. And then the last thing is, there's Lavachim Dal Kosra. He thinks that you still have to, even if it's going to make you sick. Yeah, I guess that's again, we're talking about a little bit by Chalish Eber Sakana. So that's what the Binyan Shlomo says. The Binyan Shlomo says that Choyli has the status like Yosef Mechamish. But it's interesting because if you say like the Chuv Me'ava, then you still have to do Yosef Mechamish for mitzvahs, then you wouldn't. The Chuv Me'ava says that he was saying the Chid Mechudish took a pshat, but you still have to do Yosef Mechamish even for Shar Mitzvahs. But then he says here at the end on page 38, I didn't bracket it, but he says, Vashut Kalkas Yayav, because of the Inyan Lavra, Mitzvah Sesi Bekumvas, say, Nidcherak Bebokum Pikuach Nefesh. Right. In other words, he's saying not to do a mitzvah. He thinks that the makom chol tzar gadol is potter. So, like the Binyan Shlomo, okay, then the father b'chagazut was chiz kazayis b'lela echad afim shomim yoredim harim tzar tzar gadol. Fizal in mitzvahs achilas matzah d'vechel because you have talim. But people with celiac, Kazayas is definitely, there are different levels of celiac. You can speak to Dr. Solomon here. He'll tell you the different levels of celiac. You see a lot of celiac people in your... Do you have celiac people coming to your office that they... By mistake, they ate...
Usually they're pretty careful. Usually they're pretty careful. Yeah, you can get various cancers if you're not careful. Gastric, you know, just you know,
but what's the main problem is the tsar.
Yeah, sorry. In some cases it could be a sakana. It could actually be a sakana for them. If they really are legitimately.
Right, and it's sometimes even a little bit.
Smallest amount, yeah.
Smallest amount. I mean, I guess there are different levels of celiac. Is there a cure? Well, how come there's no cure for this?
You just have to avoid it.
Just have to avoid it. Right. There are people who, you know, gluten. They're gluten-free. Well, that's what Ravadi said. So one of the rais that the oats is not one of the chamishas miyadogan is because it does have gluten. But he, haraya, that it's different from the others. And right. Yeah, that's the one. But that's the Binyan Shlomo, and he says that that's considered Yosef Mechamish is this idea. But the simple shot seems to be, you know, the of the Persuanista. That's when you really find. And then there's, you know, the Tshuvas Avnei Nezer. There's a famous Tshuvas Avnei Nezer that says that the mitzvah you do for yourself, but persuminis you do for acherim. So it's result oriented. So it's not. See, normally you can do a mitzvah onus rachmana patri. So if you, so you're not mechuyif to spend, and if you, and therefore onus rachmana patri. But if the whole mitzvah is about persuminis, about lighting the candles or this, that some of it. Else to see it, so it's result oriented. So what's going to help the bonus tree? The bottom line is I didn't do the pursuit nisa, you know. But if it's not a mitzvah and I'm potter from, okay, I'm potter. Onus rachman apay. But the pursuit nisa, that's what the Avnei Nezer says. Why these things are different doses and you know. So that seems to be the simple. But this is a fascinating idea, that correlation between the Dalin Kosos and the Yes. I mean, you could say, you know, the Imre Bina says that Yerushalmi says that we have the Dalet Kosos on Pesach, connected the Dalet Kosos to the Cesaro in the Sar HaMashkim's dream. So the question, I think, is David Kimotis all wrong, of course, but what's the connection? So he says, because it says, how did Paro know? Yosef knows that the Chalom of the Samashim and the Ofer Marah. This is because the whole idea of the Saramashkim is what Saramashkim had a chukka to serve the king, Kosparu, not for his own glory, it's to service the king. So that's what we're doing in Pesach. Pesach, that we want to service you again. So that's what the Dalet Kosos, so can I get the Paro? See, the Tabachim was only in it for his own grandeur. That's what he quotes in the Kibbutz of Shalom. But the Sar Mashkim is
on the king?
Right, he says more about the Mafa. He thinks that the Sar Mashkim was more to honor the king. So that was that's why Yosef knew that he's going to get it back because he was sincere. So that's what I'm saying to the Rosh Baruch Hu, that we want to be like the Sar HaMashkim. And our fate should be like the Sar HaMashkim, that he should reinstate our service. The Sfasemis says that the Dalet Kosos only started after there's no professor. So it works in good. The whole idea of the Dalet Kosos is a Golistic thing that we mitzapa legula, just like the Sar HaMashkim was mitzapa to be reinstated. So we're also, so that works. Now we understand your question, what's the connection? Even better. I remember when I read my Haggadah, I think I quote this Yerushalmi. But I know it's part of the Sfasemis till this year, this idea. But now it works in good. Sfasemis works in good. The Sfasemis Arvakosis was only Achar Korban. Only after there was no Korban Pesach. That's when they had the Dalosis. It was all straight in the Sfasemis. So that worked in good because the whole idea of the Dalosis was where the Moses Shal Rav, I think from the Rebbe, says that was the idea that Mel Seder was saying, we hope that we have the faith to be reinstated in the base of Mikdash, reinstated to be just like the Sar Mashkim was reinstated. And that's why the Dalet Kosos of the Negev, the Dalet times that it says close paro in the dream of the Sar Mashkim. But now it works in good with what we said from the Sfasemis. So this Sefer Shul Kinyan puts in an added knetch that's why you have to be mochik, because it's a negative carbon Pesach, and carbon Pesach is an imparis, and therefore you have to give all your money for this imparis. But that's the question, whether the same thing applies to Choli, had his Choli, you know, stem with Yosef Chomish. So that is the Yisod of the Bnei Shlomo. Others have this Yisod also. But this is a big question. He's going to die, obviously, not Mechuyev to do a mitzvah. But if he's going to just get sick. You know, get sick. So the Rav Yaakov Emden once said that Gadol is the same category of Choli. That's considered, you can take Shabbos if you're a choli, and Tzar Gadol is considered like a choli, even though Tzar Gadol is not necessarily a choli medically. Yeah. But I'll be halacha, we gave it the same status. So if you know you can have that, so you can have a migraine headache. It's called a migraine headache. So for that cashman, it would be potter, because it's going to cause you a tzar gadol. That's the.
There's no Mr. Chavala. You're not chavil yourself. So sick.
Is that considered a if you make yourself sick? You say maybe it should be an issur to make yourself sick. Not only be putter, maybe it's us. Plus, it's chol klacher. You know, maybe not only a nine. This, I don't know. That's a very good question. For medical symposium.
Maybe sick, like, really?
Specifically, Torah is Tzavah, right? Torah is Tzavah. Yeah, is it sick or
is it pain? If the Torah hadn't been in Tzavah, that would have been Chavah.
You mean because you mostly. So you're saying it would have been. The Torah not told us that we're allowed, we have mitzvah to do it, maybe. Maybe we're been asked to do it. But the Torah gives us a mitzvah, a machiza. That's about this idea of the chiv hotzoh mitzvah. You know, Pesach is a time about post. should help. You should be yotzei. This stay there. If you're vilchasa and Hashem, one of the hotzos that they need for these mitzvahs, and we should be healthy. We should do this and stay healthy as well as Hashem, and we'll one day get back to Korban Pesach and Binyan Beis Hamikdash. In the meantime, we should have the Dal Kosos and we should Mitzapa, Lula, and Pei Reveal.
Is there going to be okay,
right? So this is the last year till after Pesach, till Rosh Chodesh year, as I said. In this Kfias that we have, Baruch Hashem, in this Beis Medrash. Okay, Baruch Hashem should be well. Everyone should have Kosh.
This is the back of the contact. Well, I forget what kind of you got.